She felt it in the stillness of his muscles. Then it broke, and he turned from the picture so fast that it made Susanna dizzy.
"You've been there?" he asked. "You've been to the Dark Tower?"
"Indeed I have," said the old man. "For who else do you think took that picture? Ansel fucking Adams?"
"When did you take it?"
"That's from our last trip," he said. 2 years ago in the summer. Although that's lower land, you must know, and if the snow ever comes to it, I've never seen it."
"How long from here?"
Joe closed his bad eye and calculated. It didn't take him long, but to Roland and Susanna it seemed long, very long indeed. Outside, the wind gusted. The old horse whinnied as if in protest at the sound. Beyond the frost-rimmed window, the falling snow was beginning to twist and dance.
"Well," he said, "you're on the down slope now, and Stuttering Bill keeps Tower Road plowed for as far as you'd go. What else does the old whatchamacallit have to do with his time? Of course, you'll want to wait here until this new northeast geezer blows itself out."
"How long once we're on the move?" Roland asked.
"Raring to go, ain't you? Aye, hot and raring, and why not? For if you've come from in-world, you must have been many long years getting this far. Hate to think how many, so I do. I'm gonna say it'd take you 6 days to get out of the White Lands, maybe 7.
"Do you call these lands Empathica?" Susanna asked. He blinked, then gave her a puzzled look.
"Why, no, ma'am. I've never heard this part of creation called anything but the White Lands."
The puzzled look was bogus. She was almost sure of it. Old Joe Collins, cheery as Father Christmas in a children's play, had just lied to her. She wasn't sure why, and before she could pursue it, Roland asked sharply,
"Would you let that go for now? Would you, for your father's sake?"
"Yes, Roland," she said meekly, "of course."